Hey guys, welcome to Crypto Life 365, day 47. Sorry about yesterday. I was, as I may have mentioned, I was feeling a little under the weather when I was down in Cryptolina, and I unfortunately totally forgot to record one of these yesterday. So sorry. I guess I'll have to send you guys refunds for whatever you paid for this program. Anyway, I am feeling better. Not completely done with my issue, but that's my issue, and who cares? It's not important. So today I am doing more back to real estate hustle. So went to the bank, opened up three more accounts for three more LLCs. Apparently, the ladies there really love me because every time you open a bank account, they get a commission for it, even though it's just a business bank account that is just for a temporary real estate holding. So as soon as I sell the house, within 6 months or so, I go back and I close the account. But that doesn't really affect them because they still get their commission. And I've been going there pretty much every month, opening up about two to three LLCs because we have been doing quite a lot of business. We have been buying a lot of houses. We actually, today, we got a contract on another property, which brings our total up to, I don't even know. Let me check 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's 8 properties so far. Wow. And that's all since just beginning of January. But also besides that, we've also been opening up other corporations. Like, I bought a timeshare. I am going to move it under my real estate holding company. Hey, sorry about that. Somebody just called me asking me regarding the house I was just talking about. They want to close on a specific date. Unfortunately, that's the date that I will be gone in London. My friend and business partner will also be gone, and the guy who's working with us to find it will not be available either. So anyway, I think they said they can do remote closing, so I'll have to figure out what the heck that is and whether I can do that from another country. But anyway, where was I? Oh yes, I bought some timeshare, which I actually got as an kind of an investment from a cash flow standpoint, because it's an allocation that I can actually get some cash flow from it, and I was able to get a really, really good deal on finding it in the first place, so we'll see how that works. But also wanted to put it under a corporation, under my investment property holding corp, because I want to make sure that all the payments that I make on it are tax deductible as well, because right now if I pay for a timeshare, it just comes out of my money that's after tax. And that's really the trick of how you pay business taxes with business. If you earn your money from an employment, the way it works is the money is generated, then you pay tax on it, then you take the money home. Whereas if you earn your money through business, the money is generated, then you spend all of it as much as you can, and only then you pay taxes on whatever's left. So in this case, if I was paying for the timeshare out of my own pocket, I would be earning some income from my real estate dealings, then I would be paying taxes on that income, and then I would be using whatever's left to pay for this the timeshare. Whereas in this case, I will be earning money through the business. The business will pay money for the timeshare, and then it'll only end up paying taxes on whatever is left after the timeshare actually earns anything. So if a timeshare just pays for itself without actually earning any money, I don't have to pay taxes at all. And this doesn't come out of my own tax money either, so that's a definitely a good strategy for minimizing your taxes to corporations. And also, yeah, there's a plane. The plane is actually going to be a corporate asset, so it needed its own corporation. My cryptocurrency coaching is also its own corporation, so that also needs its own bank account. And the holding company is also its own corporation, so there's lots of corporations. I think I own like maybe over 10 corporations at this point, which it's a bit pricey. Like, I wouldn't recommend doing that unless you're actually doing real estate and you know you're going to be making money that'll cover the costs of opening up a corporation, because they're not cheap, unfortunately. But it definitely saves a lot of hassle, a lot of taxes, and protects you from liability, because the way they're structured, like, as I may have mentioned, one of the things I learned last year is if you want, like, when you're working on being not just well off or comfortably off, but really, really wealthy, the goal is to not own anything and control as much as you can. So in this case, like, if you were to look at my actual net worth, that's me personally, I don't actually have all that much money, at least not publicly, but I control all of these things. At this point, I control over $1.5 million worth of real estate and other assets, but I don't actually own those assets. So if you were to come after me, you're not going to get anything from me, because I don't have anything. You'd have to go after every corporation one by one. And for one, you probably won't be able to find out which corporations actually have. And two, there's enough corporate liability protection in them that you're not going to get anything out of that. But despite me actually not owning anything, because I do control them, that's pretty much as good as me owning stuff for me being able to use them and do whatever I need to do with them. So it's a bit of a corporate training stuff here. Right now I have to drive down to drop off a contract and a pretty sizable check to start fixing one of the properties that I bought a little while ago. It seems one of my issues is that for a lot of the real estate I get, I end up, it takes way too long between when I get it and when contractors can actually start working on it. Like, ideally I would get a property, a contractor would be already somebody, I mean, I already have a contractor lined up, and then within a week or so they check everything out, we sign a contract, they start working, and everything goes smoothly. Unfortunately, it seems like every time I get a property, the contractors have to check it out, they have to do a lot of research, a lot of times they actually have to find a contractor, and it seems to take about a month, maybe even longer, before anybody can even start any work, which really sucks, because each month is dozens of dollars worth of interest and lost revenue. But it's just something that I'll have to either figure out how to fix, or figure out if this is just a standard business practice with regards to how contractors work. And I do have good contractors and okay contractors. Some of them are so good. They, like one guy I have, Randy, he's pretty awesome. I have a couple of properties, whatever I need to actually do something for him. I just say, hey, can you take care of this? He goes out, he gives me a quote, I pay him, he takes care of it. It's not major projects, but at this point we don't even just sign contracts. We just, he does stuff for me and I pay him the money and things get done. So with some of the other ones there's a little bit more involved, but it's for bigger projects it usually has to be, because you do want to protect yourself with a nice solid contract that will not screw you if they don't do something that you need them to do, and likewise that will not screw them if you don't do something that they need you to do too. So that's me back to real estate. Today I'm also going to be getting more of my airplane parts. That's actually been my kind of hobby / entertainment while I was at home feeling ill. I was hooking up all the various electronics on my my dining room table. And there's quite a lot of stuff that goes back and forth. There's a lot of electrical diagrams. All of this stuff comes with just a whole bunch of wires that are labeled to do specific function. But because they don't know what kind of other systems it'll all be integrating with, they don't actually have any standards for any kind of plugs or anything. So you have to look through the wire diagrams, figure out what wire does what, figure out what wire on the other thing that it's supposed to hook up to is supposed to go to, and then put together these wire connections and harnesses to link them all up together, then code them up in software, do all the settings. A lot of work, a lot of reading, kind of fun because it's kind of like solving a very complex jigsaw puzzle, and I do love puzzles. But it's coming together pretty well. It's, most of what I have right now is actually working just fine. The only thing is that all of this is working, but it can't actually move or fly, so it just kind of sits there telling me I'm not doing anything. But still, it's good to see this stuff coming together. And then end of July, I'm finally going to be getting a chance to fly down to Florida to actually see progress in my plane and see where these things are going to go into too. But it's another really nice convenience of modern age, I guess. All of these electronic equipment I have here at home, but I'm not going to have it ready to actually be installed by the time I go to Florida because, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done in the fuselage. But the problem is there's a big empty space inside the plane where all these things have to go, and I need to actually figure out where to put them, how to attach them, whether I need to set up some sort of shelves or mounting points. And I don't want to actually take all these expensive electronics down there with me just to do this. And I don't want to leave it for the people down there to keep working on it because I want to keep working on it here and I don't want it to get damaged. So, luckily, the people who make these flight instruments and electronics and other boxes and sensors and stuff, they have CAD drawings, computer-aided design, basically 3D drawings of these devices that are perfectly to scale online. They're supposed to be used in CAD software, so you can design your plane online and kind of make sure everything fits together and doesn't take up too much space. But I don't actually have any specs for my plane right now because it's a custom-built one. So what I was able to do was I was able to export those 3D drawings as 3D printer files, and I'm using recycled plastic scraps that doesn't really cost me much that I extruded myself into filament to print these things out in actual 3D plastic boxes. So then when I go to Florida, I'll be able to take all these hollow, cheap plastic boxes with me that are the exact same shape as all the electronic devices I have, including all the holes and mounting screws and everything else, and then I'll be able to just figure out where they need to go and even attach them in place, because when I'm ready to put in the electronics, I can just unscrew the box and replace it with a real one. So, yeah, not quite Star Trek replicator level, but it's still pretty freaking cool that we can actually just create replicas, fake replicas of expensive electronics at home to use in construction of things. But anyway, I'm gonna continue on being stuck in traffic, and I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow, hopefully. Again, sorry, I forgot about yesterday. It's just been kind of a crazy day. I'm gonna add a reminder in the calendar, make sure that never happens again. So anyway, see you guys tomorrow.